Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As another 250,000 fentanyl pills were apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border over the weekend, an unknown number of pills continue to get through with President Biden's open border policy. Pills that Montgomery County, Texas Sheriff Rand Henderson on Fox News calls weapons of mass destruction.
2 milligrams of this stuff to kill you, and we're finding twice, sometimes three times the amount of fentanyl in a pill that's not supposed to contain any fentanyl. Believe it or not, drug dealers will lie to you. These manufacturers are not professionals. There is no quality control standard, and it is truly a weapon of mass destruction that's killing our population.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home and blocked the Justice Department from continuing to use the seized items. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon said in a 24-page.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
An intro to, you know, Dracula movies and Frankenstein movies.
In a Windows 10 or 11 operating system, there is no way to remove the Edge web browser from Microsoft. In fact, if you go to the Google Chrome download page with the Microsoft browser, it will not allow you to download Google Chrome web browser. Americans in whole just prefer the Chrome browser. A new security update has been released. If you go to your Google Chrome browser, go to Settings, then Privacy and Security, you can make sure that you are up to date. The government in California is growing to include fast food workers' workplace standards.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Labor Day that aims to create standards for working conditions for the fast food industry in the state. The bill creates a 10-member council that will establish standards on things such as working hours and wages. The industry complained the bill would raise costs that restaurants will in turn serve to customers alongside their meals. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, dealing with a little technical difficulties. I don't know, that just seems to be the order of the day. So anyway, we've got Bill Federer coming on in just a few moments. He is the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. We're going to talk a little bit about, I know this is the day after, Labor Day. But, you know, it's one of those holidays that seem so inconsequential. You know, we just kind of take it for granted. And I've got a question to ask of Bill once we get him on. We're on standby. And Bill Federer is now connected with us. Hey, Bill, how you doing, buddy?
Well, great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to have you with us. We've got a little bit of technical difficulty going on, but, hey, we're able to make this work. You know, yesterday was Labor Day, and the thought came to mind, Bill, is that you know, as many people here in this country are suggesting that socialism might be a serious consideration for America, let's abandon the U.S. Constitution, all our rich history of 246-plus years, and liberties and freedoms, and let's do what other countries have done before. Let's try and reinvent the wheel, because those on the left, they have the same excuse. They always give you the same mantra, right? Well, you just didn't spend enough money. You just didn't hang in there long enough. Well, with socialism, it's very expensive on many levels. Not only do you end up running out of money, but you end up running out of people because you kill the people you don't like. And, you know, and the thought came to mind is that are there on the face of the planet any socialist or communist or Marxist country that celebrates Labor Day?
Well, in answering that, I have an observation and a question. Nancy Pelosi, did she give some insider trading information to her husband regarding a recent government purchase of computer chips and so forth? Yes, mm-hmm. She did. So that's why socialism doesn't work right there. So I wrote a book. It's called Socialism, the Real History from Plato to the Present. And Plato's the first one that talked about everybody owning everything in common. And it sounds great until you realize somebody has to be in the government handing out the common stuff. And they will always be tempted to funnel a little extra to their family and friends on the side and use their position to hold back and even audit and even regulate to death those who they don't like. And before you know it, it gets discretionary. And the saying is, he who holds the purse strings has the power. So every attempt at everybody owning everything equally always ends up with a deep state bureaucracy passing out favors to their friends with the most corrupt person at the top, a dictator. It happens every single time because it's in human nature.
Exactly.
And if even you or I were put in a position where we were the ones on top and we had a family or friend come and say, hey, we need a little help, what would we be tempted to do? It always happens every time. And so that's why America's founders took the power of concentrated government and separated it. I wrote another book called Who is the King in America? And I go through all the world's history, and the most common form of government is somebody on top of the pile handing out stuff. They called it the patronage system in Rome. But basically, it's a centralized government and with a king at the top. Now, the king goes by different names. They could be a Chairman Mao, a El Presidente, a Comrade Stalin, a dictator pharaohs, Caesar, Kaiser, Sultan, Tsar. The name changes, but power concentrates into the hands of one person like a black hole. And and so our founders took the power of a king and separated it into three branches, separated it at federal and state level, tied it up with 10 handcuffs we call the First Ten Amendments. All our Constitution is a way to prevent a president from ruling through mandates and executive orders. And that's all the Constitution is. We want to prevent one person rule. And so whenever you hear the president has a mandate, the president has an executive order, they're violating the very spirit of the Constitution. And so when you have a president giving a speech saying, the other side wants to destroy the Constitution, so I'm going to concentrate a whole lot of power in the government and I'm going to go after them. It's like, hello, you're the one. And it's something called psychological projection. Sigmund Freud described the term that narcissists do. So they accuse other people of what they're guilty of. A cheating spouse will accuse the faithful spouse of cheating.
Right, exactly.
Right. Well, Daddy didn't start the fight. You did. And got into politics. David Axelrod was Obama's campaign manager, and he said, in Chicago politics, we have a tradition where you throw a brick through your own campaign office window and then call a press conference to accuse your opponent. Right, so you got a candidate that's colluding with Russia, giving away a fifth of the U.S. uranium to Russia in exchange for a $145 million contribution to her Clinton Foundation. What does she do? She pays for a Steele dossier to accuse her opponent of colluding with Russia. You have a candidate that's extorting Ukraine on C-SPAN saying that I told them to stop investigating my son or I'm going to hold back billions of U.S. dollars. What do? They accuse his opponent of extorting Ukraine. Right? So whenever you see something, a staged attack on a Capitol or a Whitmer kidnapping plot or whatever, they plan it, but they want to project it on their political opponents as an excuse to get rid of them. And
exactly.
But anyway, Labor Day has got an interesting history, and if you want, I can capsulize it for the audience.
Well, I want to do that, but I want to go back for just a minute, if you could, please, because people need to be aware. I mean, we may laugh about the fact that, you know, got Chicago politics, the brick in a window that takes place. But, you know, the fact of the matter is it has become quite an art. I mean, this is like a 10-degree black belt situation. And if your opponent, if you're not playing in the same level playing field as they are, and you're not willing to stoop to such levels as in this case the Democrats continue to do, well then, you know, democracy is going to die here. And, you know, Joe Biden talks about democracy dying at the hands of the Republicans and thinking, you know, again, your classic illustration of projection here is exactly what he's doing. And others, you know, it's like, wait a minute, what is it going to take, Bill, for, you know, people to get a hold of reason here? That's the challenge that we have. And I have a little bit of hope when, you know, you see reports that anywhere from, you know, maybe 70, not as much as 90% of the country agrees that we're on the wrong track. And I'm, you know, I have this, this sense of thinking, well, maybe there's hope.
Yeah, well, the hope is in the audience waking up and putting pressure on their politicians. A lot of people have described Biden's recent speech as Hitler. Now, Hitler was someone who, through a very sketchy process, got elected Chancellor of Germany in 1933 by one vote. And he had an Antifa party, a brown shirt group that would do violence, like the Black Lives Matter. And then he stages an attack on their capital called the Reichstag, and he blames it on his political opponents, demonizes his political opponents, has committees set up to call them in for questioning and interrogations and hearings, and then he locks them away and shoots them without a trial. And when the dust settled, Hitler didn't have any opponents left, and Germany transitioned to a dictatorship.
How close, Bill? I mean, it sounds pretty crazy, but boy, America seems to be on that similar road, doesn't it?
Yeah, if we don't wake up really quick. And another story,
well,
and I don't know
why. Well, we got to go to break. We'll pick
G'day,
it up.
I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
From us, I'm Bill Martinez. Hey, we're back to normal, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Federer is with us. He is the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. By the way, you may not be aware of this, but Bill's all over the place. I mean, people see Bill, you know, he's in California one moment. Next moment, it's like he's transported, you know, miraculously, and he ends up in Texas. And a lot of his stops are with churches today. And, Bill, I want to give you an opportunity to kind of encourage everybody, because you know, sometimes, you know, people hear and they think, wow, Martinez, you're a little critical of the church. And I hope that that's not necessarily what you hear. Hopefully what you're hearing is an encouragement from me that the church needs to rise up for its appointed time. Right now, the attacks that are happening. I mean, Christian persecution around the world is estimated to be in excess of 360 million Christians around the world are being persecuted. And here in the United States, more and more, our liberties that were enshrined in our Constitution are being cut out. I mean, you have now people, you know, within the government, Democrats primarily, who say, including a former president, Barack Obama, who said, well, you know, the Constitution needs serious upgrading. It's not necessarily, you know, applicable in today's modern America. We had two scholars, two professors, I think one from Yale, one from Harvard, recently put out a column bill that said, you know, in as much the same thing, that the Constitution is outdated and almost irrelevant. I mean, that is pretty dangerous type stuff that's being dropped into the bloodstream of the voter politic in this country. I mean, you talk about democracy dying. I mean, Joe Biden talks about democracy dying. This is the kind of insightful rhetoric that could, you know, that could promote the destruction of democracy, could it not?
Yeah, and, you know, William Henry Harrison, the ninth president, gave a speech, and he says, tyrants will take over with unusual professions of devotion to democracy. Let's see, tyrants will take over with unusual professions of devotion. So in other words, you'll have somebody that says, we got to save democracy, when they're the tyrant wanting to destroy democracy. And it's this projection. You know, you go through the Bible, Potiphar's wife in Egypt was lusting for Joseph, yet she wanted to project and say, Joseph was the one that tried to rape me. you know, the Pharisees in Jerusalem stirred up a riot when the Apostle Paul was there. And then they had a trial and they said, we found this Paul, a pestilent fellow, is stir up sedition and ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. And Paul says, look, I was just in the temple by myself. Here you go. They stirred up the riot, but they wanted to project their riot on him. You know, this projection was used in 1934 in Russia, where Stalin had a growing anti-Stalinist movement. And then he also had a supporter named Sergei Kirov, the party boss of Leningrad, who was giving these speeches praising Stalin. And Sergei Kirov was so popular, they even built a statue to him. So Stalin had an idea. He would assassinate his friend, Sergei Kirov, and blame it on the anti-Stalinists and eliminate a potential rival. And nobody would suspect that he did it because they were friends, and everybody would believe the anti-Stalinists did it because they didn't like Stalin and they didn't like Sergei Kirov. Stalin used that as an excuse to set up hearings for questionings and detaining people and arresting people and killing over a million people in the first Great Purge of 1936. And so this tactic of the tyrants want to seize power, they stage an attack against themselves, blame it on their political opponents, and then use it as an excuse to eliminate their political opponents. Erdogan did a similar thing in Turkey. Right? There was a growing anti-Erdogan movement, and he gets in an airplane, flies in a circle, and lands and claims there was a coup against him. And then he decides he's going to have hearings to do questionings and interrogations and detain people, and he has 30,000 of his political opponents zip-tied and taken away, and they've not been seen since. Right. So this is the strategy. They do the evil staging of an attack against the Capitol.
And how above is America in doing something similar or, you know, metaphorically similar, Bill? I mean, this is what we see happening in this country today, do we not?
Yeah. And all they need is the media to cover for it. And if they can, and if it wasn't for alternative media, they would have already done it. We have a small percentage of people that are awake, that don't follow the, you know, and an interesting scenario. Joseph Goebbels, co-opted all the media in Germany in the Nazi era. And he said, the media is a great keyboard upon which the government can play. And so in America, we responded and, during the Cold War, it was called Operation Mockingbird. And the Watergate an investigator that broke that story for the Washington Post, Carl Bernstein, He did an interview in 1977, front page in Rolling Stone magazine, titled The CIA and the Press. And he identified that the CIA had over 400 assets in the mainstream media that they would feed stories to and have them talk about it on their radio, TV, and newspapers as if it was news, but it was all a story fed to them by the government. Now, Bernstein was criticizing this because these assets were warning the country to the dangers of communism. And so finally they, exposed it, and supposedly the government walked it back. And but now we see that, especially under Obama, government agencies have been co-opted. So we had the IRS targeting conservative groups. We had the intelligence community, NSA, targeting, digging up dirt on political opponents of the Obama administration. And so now we're seeing that these tactics of influencing the media has – Biden called the TikTok influencers into the White House and gave them the story that he wanted them to spread to all their people they influenced, and Facebook and Twitter, and they're all donating to the Democrat Party. And so we see that the co-opting of the media is a key integral part to them conditioning and concentrating power.
How can the church come against this bill? I know that you are, as I said earlier, you're going to a lot of churches across the country, and you're bringing a message that I believe that God has revealed to you, and that has become a bit of a rallying cry and encouragement. We've got about 2.5 minutes left. Can you summarize the core message, from the book of Numbers that you're sharing with them?
Yeah, so the book of Numbers, chapter 30, is the silence equals consent chapter, where a lot of scenarios, one being if a daughter is still living in her father's house and binds herself with a vow in the day the father hears it, if he is silent, her vows stand. But if he disallows it, she's released from the vow. That's come down to us as vows in a wedding ceremony. And the pastor says, if you're silent, you're giving consent to this wedding. Well, if silence equals consent in a wedding, the church members, knowing they're killing innocent babies, and now in California, having a Proposition 2223 where they can kill a baby up to 30 days, if the church members know about it and they're silent, they're giving consent to the killing of babies the same way their silence is giving consent to a wedding. If they drive by a school and they know that the school is teaching this fluid sex, transgendered boys and girls bathrooms, and they're silent, they're giving consent. But Jesus himself said, in the beginning, God made them male and female. And so their tactic is to guilt trip Christians into being more Christian than Christ. They say, if you're really Christian, you will tolerate this agenda being taught to your children. Question, would Jesus teach that to the children?
Of course.
Right? And so Jesus says, if you are silent and you allow one of these little ones that believes in me to stumble, it is better that a millstone be put around your neck and you be thrown in the depths of the sea. So it's going to be a rude awakening for all these church members who think they're being more spiritual by not getting involved. When they realize by their silence they're giving consent to sin, they will be judged as if they committed the sin.
Wow. I mean, really, again, this is what we love about the Word of God. You know, it is there to correct us if we have ears to hear, Bill Federer. And, you know, God is talking to us. And, and people are wondering, they ask me often, they go, is God judging us? And I say, well, that's a good question. The fact that you're even asking that question should be quite revealing for yourself. You know, so what do you think?
Yeah,
15
well,
seconds left, Bill.
Yeah,
yes,
Deuteronomy 28. That's Deuteronomy 28, blessings and cursing, right? And if you hearken the voice of the Lord, you'll be ahead, not the tail. If you're not hearkening, you'll be in debt. You'll be invaded by
here we are, America Today. Bill Federer, thank you, buddy.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One of the chief suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I also spoke with Premier Moe of Saskatchewan to highlight that the federal government will be there with the resources necessary right now in this time of crisis.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. September 9th is the deadline to put the special master in place. Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time. We all wait for the coroner's findings. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Kemp is going to be with us in just a moment. He's the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB, and now ministry leader. Let's bring him on right now. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hey, great. Yeah.
I got two buddies here that I'm just meeting. They, Indianapolis, and they drove down to spend a couple nights to learn who we are and what we're up to and what can we do to give men encouragement. What can we do to help men figure out their identity? How can we help them get involved in a church rather than just maybe go a couple times a year and think, well, right, this isn't relevant. So it's kind of fun to see these guys. They're wholehearted and passionate business guys. And they're now kind of full-time building into men. So that's what we're talking about, Bill. So it's a perfect day.
Well, it's awesome. And I think it ties in a little bit with what we just finished up with Bill Federer on, Jeff. And that is the doctrine of silent consent. From Numbers 30 is what Bill was referring to. And this is a message that he's been taking forth that, you know, men need to hear in a way. This is this has relevance to what we're talking about, you know, in terms of, you know, men like you're doing right now, men huddling with a purpose. We need to understand what God's intent is and the authority position that God has placed all men in. And what's happened over the years is we have given our consent by being silent when we know in our heart of hearts, Jeff, that it's not right, that we are, in a sense, we're subordinating our position of authority in much the same way you might even say that Esau did in rejecting his birthright. And men need to hear this message and such so that they really get in alignment. Like these two gentlemen, they're visiting with you. They're realizing there's some incongruity in their life. Okay, so what does congruity look like? Who can I talk to so that we can get on track and really pursue God with all our hearts, minds, and souls and do it in a spiritual manner that is powerful and effective, right?
Yeah. I think the idea of silent consent, that we let things drift because we just don't say anything. We don't stand up. We don't lead. And the culture, with the guidance of God's enemy, Satan, keeps mm-hmm. moving the wrong way, splitting up families, causing men to use women, women to not need men, parents to ignore their kids, and, of course, the culture to try to define up is down and down is up and right is wrong and wrong is right. But yeah, it goes back to this. God is the only and the ultimate authority. Mm. He's generous. He's good. He's perfect and pure. He gave us free will, but that's where the trouble came. Mm. We've chosen to go our own way, and that, you know, selfish, sinful nature is the battle, and Jesus is the solution to that. So he sets us up on earth as authorities over his creation,
exactly,
not mm-hmm. our creation. So we are to take care of the earth mm-hmm. and to grow crops and to build businesses and to build communities. We're to take care of our spouse and our family and our kids and look to the next generations that we're raising. But we're taking care of it for God. Mm-hmm. We're stewards for him.
Right.
So we have a great purpose and mission. And we got to face reality that mm-hmm. we do all this in the face of a battle between good and evil. God is purely good, and Satan is purely evil and deceptive and lying. And a man has to face that. And it's okay that you're imperfect and you have your own flaws. In fact, if you don't admit those, A, you can't be forgiven, or B, you're a hypocrite. You know, we don't run around acting like we're little Mr. Perfect Christian who looks good on Sundays, but has his own secret problems like everyone else. There's no credibility in that.
Right.
We need
exactly.
to be real, which is why you and I have been talking to men about have some close friends. Have some guys who you huddle with every week, even if you do it by phone or Zoom, and mm-hmm. talk about your life. Pray for one another. And that will help you not be passive and let the drift continue to happen. Okay?
Exactly.
To not, mm-hmm. you know, the Bible says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Well, mm-hmm. I don't have enough good in me. Bill doesn't have enough good in him by himself. That's why we relate to Jesus. That's why we draw from the Father. That's why we trust the Bible. That's why we apply the game plan for life. And that's why we team up, because we're stronger together with
exactly.
a couple friends in a huddle than by ourselves. And that allows us to be the positive influence when the world wants to go the wrong way. I got a great quick story. My son was playing football at a public high school. He didn't even go to the school. He went to a smaller private Christian school. And the guys were talking about girls in sexual ways on the bus to a game. And he didn't know the girls. And he only knew these guys from playing football with him. And he said, hey, guys, come on. We wouldn't want to talk about our sisters that way. That's not good for them. And that's not good for you and your character. Mm-hmm. We're better than that. And you know what? They changed. Now, well, they didn't change forever. But they changed on that bus ride. He overcame evil, not by attacking them and saying, you're terrible, you know, I'm a Christian, I'm oppressed, and you're not. But he called them to a higher standard, and it made a difference. I have always exactly. admired that in my son. And we need more of that wow. as men today.
Exactly. Well, in going back to what you were saying earlier, Jeff, God has called, and we're talking about men right now, and I think, ladies, you would agree with this, is that God has called men to a higher calling. They are in this special position, as you just outlined, in protectors of their family, builders of industry, and that this is the authority position that God has given us. God would not have asked us to do this if he was not going to take responsibility in giving us everything we needed in order to accomplish that end, would he?
Exactly. Now, I think that's the challenge. When we get kind of, okay, I got my mission. I'm going to go be a leader. I'm going to go be a protector. I'm going to step out and make the world better. And we muscle up and try to do it, but then we mess up ourselves, or we get knocked down or made fun of. And then we say, well, it didn't work. I don't have the strength, or I failed.
Because you used the wrong pronoun. Jeff, it started with the wrong pronoun. It's not I'm going to go do this. You know, I am partnering, like you could say, I am partnering with God to do this, but I'm not going to do this, because when we say I, we take the responsibility and we short circuit the empowerment by God himself, do we not?
Exactly. Exactly. Here's the principle that Jesus lived by. He, remember, he was perfect and powerful, but he was also a man in a body like us. He didn't do anything that he didn't get the guidance and the help and the strength from his Father. He received his guidance and his power, even received his identity. You're my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. He received that from the Father. So you just made the point. Men are supposed to lead. They are supposed to serve. They're supposed to be courageous. They're supposed to step up and protect. They're supposed to rescue. They're supposed to say, wait a minute, this isn't right. I'm not going to tell you you're the biggest jerk in the world, but I'm going to say this idea is very damaging.
Right.
But we don't do that in our own strength. We do it in God's strength. We receive our identity as his stewards on this earth. We receive the presence of the Holy Spirit. We receive his word, and we receive his strength, which comes when we work together. Bill, you and I make each other stronger through our friendship.
Amen.
And by
that's
being
right.
honest with each other. And that's what we want for all the men out there, to have close friends, to connect weekly, to receive their identity and their mission from God, which make them much easier to follow for their wives and others.
Jeff, a minute left. I'm going to turn it over to you, that you would pray that God would seal this time that we've had together. The Holy Spirit would continue to be faithful in leading us to his will and his objective, that we would be fully yielded to him, that we are we are his hands and feet right now. And it's not about us. It's all about Jesus. Go ahead.
Well, I want men to go to menhuddle.com and receive my gift on deep friendship. And I pray in the next 10 seconds, Father, help men realize how you made them to be strong, courageous, and live for the benefit of others, and they'll receive that strength from you. Bless them. They're your beloved sons. You're pleased with them because of what Jesus has done. Help us live as leaders who serve others. In Christ's name, amen.
And Father, help us with divine connections. Bring those men into our lives that are needed, that we need and they need.
Clinics cost about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Well, I'll tell you, a couple of excellent segments with Bill Federer, talking about what, silent consent that we fall into, and with Jeff Kempen talking about the positional authority that all men have. You know, we've been told to get out, Mazie Hirono, if you remember, the senator from Hawaii, telling men, oh, you just need to shut up and not say anything. Well, wait a minute. How dangerous is that? That you would tie up, in essence, the strong man of your community, which is all males, tell them to shut up as if only one sex knows better. That's not godly order. It really isn't. And this is, something where men have to, for the sake of their families, their wives, and even for those women that say you need to shut up, you cannot shut up. You cannot offer silent consent. Because this is what is, frankly, it's what's opening the door to all sorts of evil and is putting our very country and the generations ahead in jeopardy because we are not doing it the way God had intended. Again, I take you back to that conversation that God had with Cain. If you do right, will it not go well for you? My question is, in the midst of all your frustration, can you ask yourself that question? And honestly answer it. Am I doing right? And you know when you say sometimes, well, I'm just not hearing from God. But you can see the results of the choices that you made. If they are consistent with God's commandments, by and large, you're going to find some consistency about that. And you are going to see God's hand in your life. You're going to bear witness to that and have confidence, walk with surety that all is well, even in the midst of any storm that comes about. Experientially, for those of us who have gone through this dichotomy and sometimes a seeming paradox, can speak and say, yeah, I can attest to that. That's exactly the way it happened to me. When it looked like it wasn't right, it ended up being right because I was faithful. I was doing the best I can to follow the commands of God. But God is always faithful. He's the one that we can trust. Samantha Mao is with us. We're going to go to Sam's Corner. Okay, Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out. She gives us all the viral videos every week, and she's back with us this week. And our first story, Sam, first of all, let me welcome you. Always good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and always look forward to this time that we have together because we get to talk about these great stories and be reminded that it's not all as bad as the mainstream media and others would want us to believe, that there are people out there, you know, by the millions that, you know, are very, they're just very nice people. They're good people. And, you know, and it really does, in that sense, when you hear stories like this, it really does make you proud to be an American, you know, so to speak, because this is the product of the culture. This is the product of our country. Now, this community, for example, that comes together to fix a flooded home of brothers, this is a flooded home of brothers who lost both their parents. What a story here, Sam. Tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. So this story starts out, and it's like, you know, some of our stories just start off so heartbreaking because sometimes out of heartbreak, there comes a moment where you see the human spirit be beautiful and people come together. And this is one of those times. Jalen, he's 22 years old, and he lost his mother last year, and he has a younger brother who's 12. And he's like, whenever his mother was the last parent that passed away, so it left his younger brother with nobody to raise him. So Jalen gave up his dreams of becoming a park ranger. He decides, I'm going to quit college. I'm going to come back. I'm going to take care of my brother. And before she passed away, his mother said, please don't sell the house. It's been paid off. I want you to stay here. It's a 3-bedroom house down in Katy, Texas. And so that's what he was trying to do. And of course, that's tough for anybody to maintain, but especially, your old man taking care of your 12-year-old brother. Wow. Well, whenever those storms came last year, I think we all remember those terrible winter storms down in Texas last year. Well, most people were not prepared for it, ended up damaging the house, and they didn't have homeowners insurance. So they pay a contractor what's left of their savings, and the contractor comes in, puts holes in the wall, and then he disappears with their money. And
oh, gosh.
Even though they filed a police report, you know, there was really nothing to be done. Well, an organization, you know, so he's just like, they're feeling like they end up having to move out of the house. You know, there's nothing if you don't have the money to fix it and you don't have homeowners insurance, this is not a place that you can stay.
Right.
And they end up moving across town, staying with their grandmother, not knowing what they're going to do. And an organization called Katy Responds, ended up finding out. And that's an organization now, as a nonprofit down in Katy, Texas. And the whole community comes together and ends up repairing the house for these young boys. And, like,
oh, wow.
You know, this young man and this young boy. Mm. And so it's really a touching story when you're watching them do an interview. They're like, you know, they went from feeling like they were all alone, kind of, to
exactly.
Realizing they didn't just have each other. They had a whole community. And I think this community will be blessed with them being in there. I think those young men are blessed to have the community surrounding them. It's quite an amazing thing to see them all come together.
And I'm sure going forward, I'm not sure if they can even get flood insurance in some of these areas of Texas, you know, that it's not even allowed.
Right.
But I'm sure if they could get flood insurance, they'll probably get flood insurance on this new home. Hopefully that would be a case. But, wow, what a blessing all the way around. Don't you love this? You know, the community is blessed. They're blessed. I mean, it really is a true circle of love, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you can tell that they appreciate it. And, You know, when you think about people who want to help people, this is exactly the kind of people you want to help, the kind of people who are trying their best and that truly value what the community has come and done for them. And like I said, I think that the community is going to be blessed multiple times over by having
without a doubt.
Stay a part
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. So. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, you know, these stories, again, like I say, every week, it's like you can't wait to hear a follow-up, you know, 10, 15 years down the road, what happens and how these brothers, you know, contribute to the community going forward. Wow, this is exciting. This next story, you've got it back in the days when they were called janitors. I think they're called custodians these days, but back in the days when they were called janitors, you've got this one man who starts out as a janitor and he ends up the principal at an elementary school. Tell us about this.
That's right. So Mike Huss, he worked at this elementary school, his own elementary school, as a janitor, and he had never really thought about a career in education, but his friends and family saw the way he interacted with the students, and they started encouraging him, you know, you need to go back to school, you know, become a teacher. These students really love you, and you have something special. And so, you know, kind of to set an example for his son, he decides, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to college. I'm going to become a teacher. And one thing led to another. He goes back. He gets his teaching degree. Then he starts, you know, teaching in schools. And he was prepared to start teaching fifth grade earlier this year. And he gets offered the job at the elementary school that he had been a janitor at, or custodian, as he said.
Right.
And isn't that kind of an amazing turnaround, you know, going from thinking you were, from never imagining having a career in education to having such a gift that you climb the ranks at your school and end up being the
principal, from janitor principal. Wow, what a story. I mean, can you imagine the meaning of that story and the impact it has on the kids in the school there when they hear that story of their principal?
Oh, yeah, that's such a good point, because, you know, for those kids to see, like, that you can accomplish those things, and that you don't always have to have your life all sorted out by the time you graduate high school, that you don't have to have it figured out right then, that
exactly.
Dreams kind of evolve, and that you can do what you set your mind to. Yeah, I think that's
an adventure. It's an adventure, one small step at a time. This next story is about a hairstylist. She sends 30 kids back to school with a free haircut and school supplies. Whoa.
That's right. So Amanda Barnett, she's a hairstylist at Menandi Salon in Leominster. And she has kind of seen how different people were struggling, especially single moms were struggling, you know, with the inflation and everything this year and prices of different things going up. Every penny is making a difference. And she decided, you know, there's something I can do about this. I can offer my services for free. Well, not only does she offer to do free haircuts for the kids, she ends up offering to get them school supplies, which I just think is such a thoughtful thing. I hope she does it every year.
Very cool. Starts off
their year looking
yes,
sharp.
Yes, and other hairstylists would jump in, too. So we get more than 30. We double, get 60 kids, 90. Next thing you know, you get the whole community of kids being supplied with free haircuts and, you know, school supplies. And what a great way to start out the new semester in school with a haircut and plenty of school supplies, right?
That's right. And, you know, that's always, like, such an important, like, the beginning of the year, you always, like, want to look your best. I remember planning the outfit. So just having, like, a fresh haircut and the new school supplies, that can make a world of difference whenever you don't know if you're going to be able to afford it. And I bet it made those mothers feel really good, too.
Exactly. About a minute left here, Sam. This next story, you got twin sisters. They use an ID that was found in a cash-filled wallet to return it to a disabled vet. Wow.
That's right. So Michaela and Makia Vincent, they're 14 years old. They found a cash-filled wallet, and they returned it to this vet. He thought he would never get it back. It was actually a really sad thing. You know, his name's Mark Walsh. He lost his wallet. It's filled with cash. He's like, I'm never going to get it back. I needed that money. You know, I've been working just to make every penny count. And he comes home with his heart broken, and then he sees on his video camera two girls returning the story. He contacts the news and is able to figure out who it is. And it's an amazing thing to see those young women return that wallet like that. A lot of people wouldn't, and they obviously have a lot of integrity.
Yeah, without a doubt. Check it out for yourself at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Sam. Have a great day.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The final